listener. Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen,
and me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
Oh, does it feel good to be home, sis?
I don't even feel like I'm, well, I know I'm home, but I also am like.
Are you though?
You're
about to leave again like tomorrow in five minutes.
You know, when you have those real quick power naps, because we just got home today from Bali, we did the red eye flight, which leaves at 11:30 PM and gets in at 7 AM, had that little power nap.
But how good was it going straight in? Into the Goldie Airport. So we live 5 minutes from the Gold Coast Airport. So like we're used to flying back in and like having to go through Sydney or going to Brisbane, but now it's like this direct international flight straight from Denpasar, Bali to the Goldie.
So handy. And you're home within a couple of minutes. That's amazing. But yeah, I had one of those little naps and you know like it's the best feeling when you lay down for a nap and you're just so tired.
Oh, yeah.
Fall straight to sleep. So I am going to LA tomorrow, so I've got a million things to do today. I haven't been able to really relax too much. Got to get these podcast apps done. I am getting skin needling this afternoon, so that's not really that much of a like a crazy priority, but my skin really was like.
You're glowing.
Going really well after the last session, which was a month ago, and I was like, I can't miss out this like little window of opportunity.
Oh.
So that's important.
We need to grab a before because Chloe's doubled in size since we've been in Bali. Like when we went over, you were so much smaller. You were still big, but now you're like, holy shit, your belly's so big and tight. It's all belly now.
I know.
It's just a big basketball.
I guess
I can't believe I'm starting to finally believe that it's real. Like I'm like, oh my God, this is fully happening.
I know. Well, I guess that kind of brings me to my shine for the week. We literally had an appointment at 10 o'clock from getting off the flight with our obstetrician and baby's going perfect.
Oh.
Got to see its little face. It was so cute. Oh. You know when it's like looking at you and it was doing like little things with its lips and like sucking and it had its little hands in front of its face. And
was all the measuring all sweet and.
Yeah, everything was fine. I kind of was asking him, I was like, what is it to go with this placentile. With this percentile stuff. Like he's just like, you know, unless there's something really drastically wrong, like I don't need to go and be doing like all these crazy measurements. But I was really trying to get out of him, is this a big baby?
Yeah.
Why do every time I see someone, they're shook at how far along I am compared to how far they think I am.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, it's literally normal. You're just small. And I thought, okay, yeah, that is true. And what else did he say? Yeah, he said everything is absolutely normal. It was bounced. And he says, very active baby. I'm like, yeah, I literally can tell you right now before you even put the ultrasound thing on my stomach that it's booting me in the ribs right now. And he said, yeah,
down
low, feet are up high.
Heads down. Do you reckon it's like getting ready to come out soon or what?
Hopefully not. Fuck. We need to cook for a little bit longer, that's for sure. But yeah, so that was my shine for the week. That was so exciting.
I can't believe it. We flew straight in and you just went straight off to that appointment.
Well, it was either that or I had to go find a doctor in LA and I was just thinking I'm not going to go do that because I needed to see my guy.
Oh. Chloe and Fish fly to the States literally tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So,
no rest
for the wicked.
What's your shine for the week, doll?
I actually just hate that I'm going to say this because I feel really sorry for all the people that hate that I bring up Maccas all the time. But like this just happened just 5 seconds ago. I was driving over to Chloe's and I was like, I haven't eaten all day because we flew in. I've got no food in the fridge. Poor Minnie. I was just like, here's a freaking bit of stale bloody bread dolls. And then I went through drive-through for me because I knew Chloe and Fish had food here for Minnie. So I'm like, I'm not going to feed. Obviously, I don't really feed Minnie McDonald's. But I was like, I need something immediately. I got a six-pack and there were seven nuggets in the six-pack. And you saw it, right? You saw that there were seven.
That's unheard of.
And you saw it. I'm not making that up. There's fucking but seven in there.
Maybe they did that because
the chick was smiling at me a lot.
They know that they've done the opposite previously.
They want a shout out, I reckon. Nah, jokes. I don't know if Macca's need our shout out. Anyway, fuck, Macca's off. Okay, that was my shine though. And then my shit, did you do your shit yet?
No.
I've got a shit.
Okay, go.
So you don't know this, but last night we were in Bali and it's not funny at all. I don't know why I'm fucking laughing. But we went out for dinner. We're going to go into like all our really yummy places that we love to eat in Bali, but we were at Mason. And we're at Mason. We were getting picked up by our car to go to the airport like half an hour later. So we're quickly eating and then we're like, let's get back to the hotel, zip our bags up and get in the car. Between you guys left on the bike, I think, and we had to wait for a car from Mason to get back to the hotel. But in that 5 minutes, I literally had a panic attack and I was like to Dimity, I don't want to go. I'm not going. I'm not leaving. I do not want to get in this car and go to the airport. And I'm calling Batette, our friend in Bali, and I'm like, you know your friend that has that hotel in Nihi, like in Sumbar, like some other island in Bali. I was like, can you please see if there's a room? I really don't want to go home. Like, please.
Well,
like,
you're going to go uplift and go get on a plane and go to a whole, drive 5 hours and go to a whole nother island.
I literally, Chloe, was going to book in at the surf villas that night. I dead set had this planned. And Batette's like, cool, yeah, no worries. I'll call you back in 20 minutes and confirm it all. And I was like, bruh, call me in 19 minutes because our car to the airport comes in 20. And I'm looking at Minnie and I'm like feeling like I don't want to go home. I'm looking at her. I'm like, she doesn't want to go home. It's so good here. Bali's so good. I'm like, I don't want to be home. I sound like such a spoiled brat, but like Batette came back and he's like, actually, he didn't come back in time. He came back like 5 seconds after we hopped in the car and I was like just depressed in the back with Dimity. And he messages me. He's like, I'm so sorry. It's all booked. It's too late. I'm like, fuck, don't worry. I was like, I'm in the car. But that was just me properly taking the piss. I was just going to rinse that holiday for every second and then add some on. I was like, I'm just going to be crazy now.
That is a bit crazy because it's all very well just staying in Bali but going to another island and that whole Sumba, because I've been there before and it's not Sumba just like straight off the airport. It's like a five-hour drive once you get off the plane and shit.
Yeah, so I didn't think that one through, but I thought just another 5 days here would be ideal. Yeah, I sound like such a spoiled brat being like, I just wanted to stay. But it was actually probably more because now that I'm home, I've moved into this little apartment because I'm selling my house and I don't even have a fucking bed or a fridge in there yet. And it comes on Friday, so it's Monday right now. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm going to be rattled when I get home going to no bed.
But you made it home and safe and sound. Here we are.
And blessed and all that, grateful, all that shit. Here we are. I've got a roof over my head, just don't have a bed. That's fine. I'm going to sleep. I'm staying at yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family will not separate.
Yeah, no. We can't, unfortunately, get rid of each other. But Bali, holy Bali.
It is our place. And I think as well I want to preface for some people too because I think people think that we are permanently on holidays.
You
know what? I'm glad you said that because I also want to preface that. Like, we obviously started this podcast through COVID, which everyone was like cemented to their floor. Like they couldn't.
The floor is lava.
They couldn't leave. So if you had just tuned in when we started the podcast, that was just our living. We were here. But Paul and I, for the last 10 years, we actually do live on the road because that's his work. And we don't, 99% of the trips that we are on, 99.9% of the trips that we are on is work. Mm. And obviously he's a musician and he DJs around the world and that's why we're always traveling. But I've created my jobs where I can be working and
everywhere.
She hates it because I am quite physically working everywhere. She actually doesn't like Elodie. Sorry, I'm calling her she, but Elodie actually doesn't love going on holidays with us that much because I'm on my computer the whole time working and she's fluffing around, which is fine.
She's like, haven't seen you get your laptop out this trip much. I'm like, no. your life is being all around the world. This is what you yeah. do for a living.
But that's fine.
Am on a holiday right now.
Yeah, no, but that's fine. This and is my time. I don't comment on that anymore. Like, she gets her shit done, I get my shit done, and then that's just how we go. So like everyone that's like enough of the being on holidays 24/7, like, yes, I'm not, you know how bored you guys would be if I filmed myself on my laptop every day?
Mate, are you joking?
Nothing much goes on like, it's pretty boring watching me tap away on that thing.
Absolutely blessed life and everything, but you're not on a holiday 24/7. He's working, you're his wife, you're bloody pregnant, you're going along with him and you're working 24/7 while you're there and you just happen to be in beautiful destinations all the time because, fuck, people want to listen to good music in nice destinations.
And what you guys see is obviously the beautiful shit because I'm going to share it because
it's nice.
It's nice, but, yeah, maybe I should share my laptop more.
Yeah, do what Janie does because our friend Janie with the donkey laugh who was in Bali with us, if you saw like on socials who we stay in a big villa, we do this every year and oh my God, next year there's going to be a little tot with us.
I know. But speaking of holidays, I wanted I just fully interrupted you. But speaking of holidays, this one, although it is pretty much Paulie's working and the reason why we base our round, but this is like our annual family holiday with Elle and Minnie, our other friends Janie and Richie. We do this every year. We've actually already booked in for next year, before we leave, we book. So we secure our stuff and we always stay at the same place because we just can't get enough. So we spend 2 weeks together in March.
Yeah, and Uluwatu Surf Villas is where it is a village there.
Yeah.
Uluwatu Surf Villas is where we stay in, Uluwatu.
Again, and it's can't get
the
enough.
Fucking best. Great food, room, everything you need, you're there. You don't even have to leave the place. There's like, it's great for kids too. But then just close by is everywhere in Uluwatu in Bingen and it's such good food. Like, because we've got so many questions about Bali and where to go and what to do and like, if you can really only go for a week, I would only go to Bingen or Uluwatu area, stay there and base yourself there and just eat all the yummy food there. If you've got extra time, I do love Canggu.
Yeah.
And Chloe loves semenyak. You love potato head. Well, potato head.
I think that because I've been going to Bali with Paul. I mean, I've been going since before I met Paul, but if you're new to this story, Paul and I actually met in Bali in Kuta like 12 or 13 years ago. We got married in Bali. We pretty much, like every time we can go on a holiday, Bali's our place because we just like find that it's like our second home.
Yeah.
And the places that we stay, I feel like have evolved so much over time. We really like being amongst the hustle and bustle. So we've always spent a lot of time in Seminyak. And then Canggu, which is a couple of suburbs further out from Seminyak, that was always kind of the up and coming place. And I've spent a little bit of time there. We actually got married in Canggu. However, it's so busy now.
It's really busy.
But still absolutely love it. We stayed there. I stayed there last trip. Elle stayed there this trip.
There's something in the water down there, guys. I mean, I partied pretty hard down there, but I definitely got a bit of Bali belly down in Canggu. And we're calling it party belly. Slash Bali belly.
Yeah, I got heaps of that. it's going to have to be called party belly.
The doctor seriously said to me when I came back to Ulu's, I was like, I can't be sick for the last 3 days of my trip. Like, I need to get a doctor and get a drip and sort this the fuck out. The doctor's like, you haven't been down to Canggu, have you? And I was like, yeah, I just got back from there. He's like, oh, water's so contaminated there. Like, you just got to be way more careful. I'm like, that is just Bali in general. Like, you do just have to be careful and, like, I have been going for 100 years since with my dad. Like, we went every year and I seriously do not get Bali belly. That rocked me.
I have to agree with you there and this is what I've just made up in my head because a few questions that did come through were about, aren't you scared of going to Bali, getting Bali belly when you're pregnant, all that sort of stuff. And Uluwatu Surf Villas, actually, their whole property is filtered water. Mm. So their showers, their taps, their like everything in their property, you can actually drink from the tap and shower because I feel like even when I'm talking about my skin and my hair would always be so gross when I'm staying elsewhere, but at Surf Villas, it's all filtered. But this trip, Paul and I went down to Seminyak to stay at Potato Head, which we absolutely love staying at. That's a really great, great, great place to go for kids because it's got like epic pools, epic food.
You don't
pretty
again,
central. You don't need,
don't
to,
need
leave.
To leave.
But it's not filtered water through the property. You know, you still brush your teeth with the water, and I brush my teeth with the water, but
me
I probably
too.
Shouldn't. But I still rinse my mouth with bottled water and my toothbrush with bottled water. But as soon as I sort of left the surf fillers, I have to admit I did get the runs a little bit, but not – it wasn't Bali belly. Typical Bali belly is when you were fevering, you're on the floor, you're both ends, you're like it's not good. I was just like every time I'd sort of eat something, it would sort of like – or drink something. Yeah. So I sort of was on a rice and fruit diet for a few days, but I was fine. But one thing that we did get told from our friend Tash last trip, because she's got little kids, there's a brand – if you're in Australia, it's called
– it's Bioceuticals.
Bioceuticals, and you get it from the pharmacy. It's usually kind of behind the counter.
It's a tablet.
There's a product called
SB Florentine.
SB Flora Active, and she was opening up the capsules and putting them in the kids' waters and stuff. If you do that, I actually went and got it this trip. I checked its pregnancy. It's fine to take while pregnant. So I took one of those every day for like 2 weeks in the lead up to the trip and then on the trip. And it sort of like helps like your gut lining, keeping that all the goodness in there. And then also it helps with traveler's diarrhea. So if you do get diarrhea, you can sort of have like 1-3 times a day and it sort of settles it. So I would recommend that if you can get your hands on that product and you've got kids, or even if you don't have kids or if you're pregnant,
get that for sure. I put that in Minnie's drink bottle too, like a few weeks beforehand. And I don't know. She didn't get sick at all. But that's the other good thing about like people are definitely scared to go to Bali with kids. And like if you book the surf fillers, you know your kids showering in the shower, like Chloe said, and the kids can drink that water. Whereas like when you're showering elsewhere, it's like, yes, the water's going on your mouth and stuff and like your kids are going to accidentally drink a bit of it.
I honestly think as well, it's like if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Because we stayed at surf fillers last year and Minnie got Bali belly last year. Remember when she was sleeping in her cot and she'd take a nappy off and it would be like
that
a poo massacre through the room. Every day. It was really sad.
Oh, that was really sad. She was sleeping and we went in there and there was fucking poo and vomit through her cot and it was
really sad.
So heavy.
But, it's just one of those, it's one of those things, Bali belly. You can get it, even if you're eating it at the best restaurants or whatever, you can get it from anywhere really.
And you know where else I just can't get enough of is Commune at Karamas.
Yes.
If you guys like surfing, your families like surfing, your husband likes surfing, your kids like surfing, you have to go to Karamas. Commune's the hotel there, basically the only one. And it's just so kid friendly. There's a pool. You just plonk yourself there.
Kids club.
Kids club too. You watch the surf is always fucking pumping. The food there's great. I wanted to stay. You guys were like, we're leaving. And I was like, I am, again, I was pulling a bit of a what I did last night. I was like, I'm not fucking leaving.
I didn't get wind of that. I'm not leaving last night. We did.
No, I was like, oh, I'm not going to bore them with this, but I'm fucking not leaving.
We love it. We usually book the whole trip in Uluwatu, and then we'll do like if the surf does turn on, we'll
day
be like,
trips.
Cool. Tomorrow, let's go to Commune. We'll stay there for 2 nights and But Minnie loves it. They've got in-house nannies there too.
Oh, don't even get me started on Minnie's nanny. She's so cute. So Minnie, the first night we got to Bali, staying at Ulu's, we had Fisher's show. And then Minnie didn't really like her nanny that much. They didn't really bond to I don't know, just didn't – Minnie wasn't that stoked.
It only lasted for a day.
Yeah, so that's fine.
And I think most of the half the problem was as well in Uluwatu is Elodie, as soon as the nanny comes, she's like chuffed off and she's like, I'm having my day doing massages, which is absolutely what you have a nanny for. But the problem was me, sorry.
Yeah.
Paul, Richie and Janie, we were all at the house. So she's like, why would I want to hang out with a nanny when you guys are there and you can play with me? So that was a bit of a battle.
But I physically had to get a babysitter because of Fisher's show.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was just like, oh, let's just go and like this is not for fun.
No,
just getting
no,
a nanny
course,
on the first day. But then we didn't get a nanny again because I couldn't find one that she gelled with.
Yeah.
And then when we went to Karamas, we found AU, and Minnie and AU just hit it off. She just loved her. Even when we were around, Minnie would run off with AU and she'd be like, bye, guys, bye, and like be yelling full screaming bye at us, and we'd just be like, fucking catch you later.
I think I love AU the most because I'm obsessed with that perfume, that oil, AU brand.
You don't forget her name because of that.
Yes.
So then because I loved AU so much, I said, AU, I know you've got a beautiful family and everything. You live very far away from Canggu, but can you come to Canggu and be my nanny, like hang with us for like 5 days? Because my friend's coming to Canggu. We want to go and have a bit of fun. And like the beauty of Bali is you kind of can, you know, lap up the massages and go out and kind of live your best life a little bit. And if Minnie was obsessed with this chick, so I was like, I want to bring you with me. You're staying in our room. And I loved her. I was like, come eat breakfast with us. I fucking want to hang out with you. She was awesome. So we were just a little family unit for a while. And then when I wanted to go and like do things with Georgia, or we'd go out for dinner with friends that night or whatever, and maybe have a few too many, and like kind of those dinners where you're not really going to bring Minnie to.
Mm.
We had AU in the room with her, reading her books, putting her to bed. So like that was just so handy and amazing. And AU was just so grateful. She's like, you've literally like changed my life. Like giving me this week of work, I can't. She's like, She was crying at the end, like, my husband is so grateful he's coming to pick me up, and crying. And she's like, I'm going to be able to buy like a new motorbike or like a scooter because mine's breaking and blah, blah, blah. Oh. She was just the most, I can't wait to see her again.
You genuinely get really attached to the nannies over there. Remember last year we were all bawling our eyes out when we were leaving.
Was that with Noman? Oh, bro, she was the cutest. So that's right.
Actually crying, all of us, including Paul.
Oh, my God, Noman. We actually couldn't get Noman this time. Because she was all booked and busy, and I'm like pretty late notice with that. I'm like, if I get a nanny and it works out, great, I'll go and live my best life. But if I don't, I don't. So that was like a fluke that last minute I was able to get AU to come to Canggu. And yeah, I did go and freaking have the wildest, funnest time with my friend Georgia, who came over for 5 days. But if I didn't find AU, I would have not done that. I would have had
It's important that the kids and, well, like Minnie likes the nanny, obviously.
Oh, fucking, I wouldn't just want to leave her with anyone and nah. So should we go through some of our fave places to eat, or should we answer some?
Well, while we're talking of Canggu, should we talk about some recommendations from Canggu?
Yes.
You were actually staying there for the week. We just came. We couldn't get enough for each other, so Paul and I came and visited for a day. But and just to give you perspective of where it is, Uluwatu, traffic is a nightmare in Bali. It's about, a two-hour drive from Canggu to Uluwatu?
Oh, minimum. Oh, that's on a good day.
Yeah. So Elodie went and spent a week down there. What were your favourite places down there? Where'd you stay?
We stayed at Como Uma, which is actually where we stayed when you got married, and we were doing bridesmaid things there, which is like, again, just wanted the really easy resorty vibe. Like usually that's not me, but because of Minnie, I just wanted to be easy.
And there's
like,
a kids club.
There's a kids club. You can have food, like, you know, if she, you know, I can just order food to the room, kind of that ease of like, and you feel safe there in one of those big resorts. It's on the beach. There's a pool. So, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, this is easier than one of those self-contained villas that you have to really.
To be honest with you, I've never been like a villa person. I just like to be able to have that all-in-one where you can order food to your room, you can go sit by a pool. And we like being around
people.
Like I feel like if we were just in a villa, the two of us, we'd be that bored. We'd not want to hang out.
It's good people watching.
Yes, exactly, sitting by the pool.
I do think I typically like a little private villa situation.
Yeah, see, everyone, each their own on like, some people are absolutely obsessed. But then if you're with a bunch of friends, villa vibes are sometimes better.
Yeah, and but just for the ease of the kids and the family aspect, that's me now for sure. Like I actually really want to go and do some sort of like one of those package fucking Fiji situations next where you just go and book. You know, just the, like the all flight inclusive. And the resort scenario. So easy with kids. I just like, and my mum life situation is resorty. It's clubby, it's resorty, and it's room servicey.
And what were some of your favourite places to eat in Chengdu?
Okay, so Yuki, there's a Yuki and I think there's a Mason as well, both in Chengdu and in Uluwatu. So, I think you find yourself going back to the same places in kind of each suburb that you're in because you're just like, I fucking so love good. This food. And you know it's clean. It's good quality stuff. That when I'm drinking, like the margaritas and stuff you get at Yuki, there's no rack attack shit in it. It's like good quality stuff. Yeah. You're not feeling sick after it. Whereas like, yeah, I guess like that was that old Bali thing where you're like, who knows what's in the drinks, blah, blah, blah. It's like that's kind of not a thing anymore because we do go to kind of the nicer places. And thankfully our friend Ty kind of owns a lot of the restaurants in Chengdu. Yeah. So he owns Numero Quattro, which was amazing Italian, so, which we all went to together as a family. And holy shit, it's literally right next to the Como where I was staying, and that place was delicious.
Yum.
Yeah.
So, and then Ty also owns School, which is above the lawn, and that food is incredible.
Is it everything smoked?
Like, yeah, it's cooked over all these wood fires. It's
mate.
Yeah, everything on that menu is so yum. And then I have been back to the lawn since my wedding, but we got married at the lawn.
We didn't go to the lawn either.
More of a hangout place to kind of have drinks and stuff like that.
We went to, we actually didn't go to La Brisa, but that's good too. Little beach, clubby, yummy, foodie, sitcho. The lawn and La Brisa are kind of same, but different vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my God, where else in Chengdu? There's Crate Cafe for brekkie, which is good. We kind of
didn't you say there was like a Mexican joint that you like?
Oh, stop. Oregon. Fucking most stunning place ever. Oregon, I'm definitely putting in the show notes. Yummest, most authentic Mexican food, but also with like this elevated kind of style about the place. Oh, mate. It was like our happy place. And our other friend, Em Sweeney, fuck, she's a laugh, that girl. Like, I just was like, shit, Em's coming to town. Like, we are on tonight. And thank God for AU, me, Georgia, and Em just went mad. And it all started at Oregon, eating the best food and just talking the funniest shit. And I wish you were there that night. You actually probably definitely don't wish you were there that night. But fuck,
I saw the stories. I was just like, I'd pay not to be there, actually.
I'd pay to not be attending. Oregon, Mexican, like it's a must go, that place.
And then what else? Any bars and stuff?
Went to this really good speakeasy bar, which I'm going to find out the name of and put it in the show notes. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Ulu and Bingen food. Ulu Artisan in Uluwatu. Yes,
best chicken sandwich you'll ever have. We've actually done, we did a Bali wrap episode from our last Bali trip. So people, like we do it, we are repeating ourselves with a few of these recommendations, but you can't get enough. And you guys have asked these questions, even though we're not asking them all as questions, but this is what you want to know. If you like chicken sandwiches and chicken gravy and cranberry sauce and fresh baguette, you have to go to Ulu Artisan. Artesian?
I don't know how to say that word properly without sounding like a bloody bogan, but that place is ridiculous.
We were ordering that on Gojek. Oh. Actually, tip, get Gojek before you leave. It's an app and it's like Uber Eats. And we used it. At the surf fillers, I personally didn't leave much because it just, the more I grew, the harder it was for me to move around places. So I was pretty much there the whole time, but ordering food non-stop off this app.
Yeah.
And also a few people have asked us about transport too. I've never used this app before, like I used it this trip, and you literally – sorry. You can literally – it's just like Uber. You just book a car if you want. If it was – yes, we did ride scooters over there, but I want people to understand that in Uluwatu it's actually – a lot quieter than, for example, if you're in Chengdu or if you're in Seminyak. There's a lot less people on the road. 90% of the time when we're riding, it's going from the villas to 5 minutes up the street to get food.
Not
and
even
back.
5 minutes. It's that close. And
sorry.
In the season, like in Feb and March, it's so quiet up there. Like June, July is a lot more busy, and I'd probably be so much more, like I'd probably be a bit more paranoid about chucking, you know, all of us on a bike. But it is really safe. It's the thought of it that you're like, oh, that just seems a bit gnarly. But when you get up there, you're like, oh, my God, we're literally going through from A to B.
Yeah.
Everyone drives super slow. It's just like it's not one bit scary when you're there at all. It's just kind of – it's how you literally get from A to B over there. But, yeah, you do have to get the – Gojek app.
But, like, I think as well, you know, we're not stupid idiots. If we're out and it starts pissing down with rain, you obviously leave your bike there.
Yeah,
and you call this Gojek thing and,
so yeah, there's go car, go bike, go food, go fucking tampon, go whatever you need, you get.
Oh, my God, speaking of tampons, not that I'm getting my period, but do you remember last trip? I wanted to talk about this, but I don't think I mentioned it. But tampons are, like, a black market item in Bali.
Oh, they're expensive.
Because when I was there last time, you actually can't buy tampons in Bali that aren't the big Tampax. You know, like in Australia, like most girls, most people use the ones that you just put up there.
I can't believe the American people, they use applicator ones.
Like, I think I spent like $30 for 8 tampons.
Nah.
And I was like, what's the go here? They're like, yeah, people bring them over from Australia and sell them on the black market because they're just impossible to buy. It's so weird. Anyway, that's a really random thought and tip, but bring tampons that you like using if you're going to get your period in Bali, people, because it's not easy.
So many packets of tampons. It wasn't funny. I was like scared about that because I feel like those applicator ones just literally don't work. They also don't, they have like the soaking up, like the white, like the fleshy part of the tampon just like literally doesn't
work. It opens out weird
and doesn't soak shit up.
I have
a heavy flow, guys.
I've reached the point in this pregnancy that I would not be able to reach to put a tampon anywhere. But I'm like, if I needed to, I wouldn't be able to because I can't see anything anymore.
Oh my God. Yeah. How are you feeling, girl, down there? She goes, my flaps are a bit swollen. And I'm like,
I did not call them my flaps. I said, whatever's going on down there, it's definitely growing. I think there's a bit of blood pump into the area or something because I'm like, babe, can you please check what's happening?
Yeah.
He's like, whoa. I think it's pretty normal, but yeah, fuck.
You definitely get a bit swollen down there, don't you? And I said to Coco, you fucking wait until that baby comes out because the size of the flaps.
I don't like that word. That makes me feel like
it's a gross word.
In the same category as moist.
Fucked up word. Flaps is kind of cute.
Were there any cute boys on holidays?
There's so many cute boys in Bali.
Yes, that was the question.
Every single lady, just go and have a perv on the boys in Bali. There's just every walk of life there.
There you go.
Bali is a fucking hot spot for like, yeah, it's a happy place. Everyone's really.
Just the energy on that island is just epic, I think.
But everyone also loves to have a good time and isn't afraid. Like, you know, everyone's like, the balance is amazing. Like the gym scene is epic. And then, hey, let's go and have some really yum food, some dessert, and a bunch of cocktails and sunset.
So good.
And it's very, like, we have a lot of really epic Balinese friends that, like, you guys have been friends with for ages and Fisher's known since he was, like, a young kid.
Mm.
And they're just so epic. Like, knowing the locals too is fucking special. And, yeah, it's definitely key because they just look after you. And I always feel just incredibly safe there because of that.
Yeah. And another recommendation that I have, and I've never done this before, but we got a chef that came to the villa and cooked for us like lunch one day and dinner, and we ended up having like 20 or 25 people over and they cooked for everyone. I think it was like $150 to have them, and they were there from 9 o'clock in the morning and then they left at like 9 o'clock at night. And then you just pay for whatever food. And I think us Aussie battlers ordered chicken schnitzel and mashed potato.
And then we got them back the next night and Chloe's like, what do you want to ask for? I was like, get them to make sushi or something. And Chloe's like, nah,
it's going to be. We can go to Yuki if we're going to want sushi. It's true.
She's like, nah, chicken schnitzel and gravy. And do you know what?
Oh, they made the best salads. So and yeah, I'm going to link you as well in the show notes, the guys, contact details, because they were amazing. They were so sweet. They set the table for you and they cleaned it. It was really, really sweet.
The Barlows are just the most beautiful souls ever. I just freaking, like, Love.
I really like this
question.
Can
you get the belly out? Like, just get it out, bruh. You're just always covering it up.
I know. I feel like it's been out a lot lately.
The Mozzie band that's on Minnie's ankle. Everyone's always like, what's with the awkward, disgusting bling that Minnie wears on her ankle? And every like week I change this like rubber band on her ankle. It's supposed to deter mozzies. And I personally, I don't think it works at all. But I had a bunch of them and I think...
get those sticker things that you can stick on the clothes too.
Yeah, because mozzies in Bali are a big thing and dengue fever that comes with some mosquitoes is real bad. Like that's like completely fucked if you get that. So it's quite scary. Mm. You do have to be super vigilant. I'd say that's the main thing. You have to be so
mosquitoes.
Careful of dengue fever and mozzies.
Mosquitoes.
But we're just always spraying like that shit on the mozzie stuff 24/7.
Yeah. Okay, the next one that I have, someone says, does Chloe know of any Panchakarma retreats in Bali? There are some in Bali. That was going to be, if I didn't go to the one in Santa Monica, I was definitely going to go to one in Bali and I'm sure it would have been absolutely lovely. So just, I mean, this it goes without saying, just Google Panchakarma Bali and you'll be able to see all the retreats there.
If you need the best coffee ever in Bali, you have to go to BGS.
Yes.
Best almond milk. They make it themselves and it's just literally phenomenal. I've never had better coffee in my life. And they have it in Ulus and Canggu, BGS.
And another thing as well, when it comes to food and the pregnancy and all that sort of stuff, if I wasn't pregnant, I do eat at a few warungs, which are just such the traditional Bali little huts. But I think it's just a little bit of common sense as well because you just don't know what they're washing their fruits and their vegetables and stuff with, where the ice is coming from and all that. So I would just obviously steer clear away from those. But just like anywhere, you can get sick anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've always been one, and as we talked about at the start, like we live on the road and if you lived in fear constantly, you would just never do things. And I'm all, you know, we're all about you only live once here. And I think if I was scared, it would really ruin every single trip that I went on. So I kind of go in with an open mind and I'm pretty sensible most of the time that I wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, you got to go with your gut. You don't do anything stupid. A few of our favourite brands that are there in Bali are LC Swim, Fay Swim.
Most of them have shops as well. So if you Google them, maybe we'll pop a few of them in our stories as well this week. But they've got stores in Uluwatu, they've got stores in Canggu, they've got stores in Seminyak.
And the place that we love to train at is called Bali Training Centre. It's on the side of a cafe called Cashew Tree, which is also really great food too.
In Bingen.
Yeah.
We're building a villa in we're building because Elodie just actually stayed at one at the end of the trip called the Young Villas and they were epic.
Mate,
in Bingen.
I didn't want to forget that. I've had so many questions about that. Bingen Villa, it's called the Young Villas. It's actually called the Young Villas Uluwatu, but it's in Bingen.
Oh, okay.
Fucking stunning, like beautiful.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
Paul and I are part of like a little villa group as well and we're building some villas which should be finished literally in the next month or two. So that will, I'll post that on my stories and stuff when that's available to rent, which is exciting.
Do you know what I just reckon so cute?
What?
Is just like the amount that you guys travel is just out of this fucking world. Every day is basically another plane, especially for Fish. He does so many shows. Mm-hmm. But like when we went to Brisbane and hopped on, like we're going on this holiday and we're about to, you know, get our plane to fucking Bali. He like literally got the driver to stop and take a family photo of us at the airport, like at the departures thing, being like, yay, family photo to Bali. I'm like, you are the cutest person in the world that we're getting photos at the airport. Like, bless you. You bless your little tottily socks because you travel every day. But you're like,
I think it's just because we're on our family holidays because he definitely doesn't do that with me.
but no, the vibes are so high. We're all together. We're such a unit. And Minnie, just her antics, like she started calling Minnie Fesh. So she's like got a Kiwi accent. So it's no longer Fish, it's Fesh.
She goes, Fesh, where are you? She actually has been a bit fun. Well, she was really funny on this trip. She found her like little temper sometimes and cross her arms and she'd be like, no, yes, like very confused with what like she'd say that when she'd be angry, but she would say no, then follow it with a yes. And we're like, do you even know what you're talking about?
Do you know? No, yes. No, yes. It was just like the theme of the trip for Minnie. Like she's a very up and down kind of gal. Yeah, she's not really sure if she's coming or going.
She
is such an uncle's girl, like obsessed with Richie and Fish. Like,
well, you can't compete with them because they run in circles. I for sure can't run around like she.
And I'm like, fucking catch you later. Like, go and
they.
I'm out of here. Like, you boys are on. Like, if I'm around, she's not. She's like, I want Fish. I want Richie. And I'm like, bloody go off, sis.
The boys are so good with her.
Oh, they're the best. She just had the best time.
It's so interesting, like, next year.
Oh, so
we're going to have this baby. So Minnie's going to be not the only child anymore.
Yeah, it's a perfect because this is time for her to freaking not be and stop being spoilt and realise that she's going to have to share. Sharing is becoming important. She's getting to the age where she's needing to learn how to share. I think she can realise that concept apparently when she's
Yeah, but
like,
you can bribe her, but she's not silly. Like, she's not very smart.
She's a lot smarter than I am. So I hope
she's at this stage as well where she always keeps running up to my belly and, like, trying to look in my belly button.
Oh, she's so
she
good.
Kisses
she's
the belly.
She's obsessed with the belly.
Yeah, she's so good. She's at a great age and loving.
Cold baby.
Loving it. All right, I think that's like all the questions that you guys have sort of asked. Are there any more last minute Bali thoughts? And then we're going to get into Dear Darlings.
Should we just quickly also say the place that I went to in Uluwatu yesterday, Fondue Recovery Centre, was a mate, like this fondue place if you want to get like IV drips, like if you're hungover or you feel sick, you can get these IV drips. And that was awesome. They also sold Nagnata. Look what I got.
Yeah, it's noticing that. That was really cute.
Yeah.
Actually, before we go as well, let's talk about the shows.
Mate.
So I didn't go to the first one because I was just feeling hot, bothered. It was the first night I was just adjusting to the heat and everything like that. And I know it gets really, really, really busy in the booth area where raining. Paul was playing. So I sort of chose to sit that one out. But you had fun?
So fun.
This chick always has fun. She knows how to have fun.
It was
my
funnest. We had a big blowout and, yeah.
Sales happening in Bali at the moment for.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The fun was just too fun. I'm just chasing that fun. Yeah, so Richie played at the first one. Fuck, he's always just the biggest vibe. And then Fish, obviously, like, so ridiculously fun. Like, shit. But the second show was something else. Dimity was in town, Shimmy Disco, our good mate, and she did the best set I think she's ever done in her whole fucking life. It was like a 2.5 hour situation and it was like you watched it from above, hey?
Watched it from afar. I was in a bird's eye view. I was eating – I actually got like this spot where I was eating dinner.
And you got to see the
show. Got to watch from up there and then we came down – just before Paul played and then our friend Little Fritter played as well before Paul.
He's amazing too. Wow.
So there's nothing better than vibing out when your friends are DJing. Yeah. I feel like it's just such a different energy when your friends are –
everyone's really close. Dim, Frit, they're like fucking besties and then they were like basically one after each other and then obviously Fish just comes on and that energy is just ridiculous.
I lasted half an hour into Paul's set because it was so hot and everyone obviously is super drunk and I kind of just in the end I was getting touched so much by people that I was like, guys, I'm literally sweating my tits off. Feel the cleavage sweat. Like,
get off
can
me.
You please get off me? Like all like I love my friends, but like. Get like Karina, love Karina. She's like obsessed with giving people massages when she has a few drinks. I love it, but I was so paranoid because I was so sweaty. I was like, please, I just can't be touched right now. I'm so fucking hot.
Because like even our friend Dimity, she's not like a heaps. she's not that huggy. She's not a
hugger.
Yeah,
no, but everyone
and she's
was
like, I was all over Chloe last night. She was basically said, fucking get off me. And I was like, wow, I literally can't even imagine you hugging anyone, to be honest. She's like, nah, I was all over her.
I think naturally as well, when the belly's out, people just want to like, they just want to touch it.
Especially when it's properly,
out. Yeah.
It's so touchable. So and you definitely told me to fuck off a few times too. And I was like, roger that. And then I forgot and I'd come back 5 seconds later and you'd look at me and just like, get away from me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make myself very scarce. I'm like, Chloe, when are you going home, doll, so that I can stop? But then I like look at you back in the back corner kind of hiding and I'm like, oh, does she want to be alone? And then you're
like, please.
Yes, you do. No, because I go up to you and I'm like immediately, no.
It was so fun though. I haven't watched Paul play for a couple of months. So I was just that 30 minutes that I was there and I even said to him, I'm like, shit, that was a really good 30 minutes. Like what you were playing is such different shit to what I've heard before. And just like I am so excited for his I'm going to Miami next week for Miami Music Week and him and Chris Lake are headlining for their group that they do with Under Construction. I don't know. I'm just so excited. And his Australian show in May. I'm so excited to watch that and just, I'm so proud of him. I just love being there. And
so, so proud. I just cannot believe Lake Fish. And I need to remind everyone again, he came from literally nothing and he has just fucking worked his way so hard. He works so hard.
Yeah.
And he is literally killing it. It blows my mind.
He's the best.
And he was actually like, there was a few like, he was throwing in like a few little gangster remixes in some of his set the other night. And I was like, this is fucking hitting different. It was so good. I can't.
Oh my God.
So Bali was shit. Had a bad time.
Yeah, I think that's overall a shine for us. We just thrive on that Bali trip and we cannot wait to get back there next year. It's such a vibe. Highly recommend that.
Yeah. Also just think it's really funny when we're like as a family and we're like going to cafes and restaurants and stuff and as soon as we go in, like someone that works there notices Fish is in the vicinity and they just decide to start playing fucking all of his songs. So like then for the next like half an hour it's just losing it, little freak. Like, it's like
we had this at the airport and it was like 6 in the morning and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know if anyone when they were pregnant their senses were very heightened. My ears, I swear to God, I can hear things from a mile away and they had it blasting. I'm like, can we
it was so
turn this stuff down a little, please?
It cracks me the fuck up when like his songs come on when we're in a place. Like every single gym we go to, all his music's just playing and I'm like, I know people listen to it obviously anyway, but I'm like, oh, it's funny. Fish just walked in and all of a sudden he has to listen to his own music right now because he hasn't heard it enough.
It's so funny.
Oh, I fucking love it. Okay, guys, got a Dear Darlings here. Bit of this one's fucked up. Would you forgive a best friend for sleeping with / seeing your ex of 5 years and not telling you about it? I miss her and I don't think I can get over it now that my trust has been broken. Would you forgive a best friend for sleeping with seeing your ex of 5 years? Nah, I don't reckon I would.
Nah, I don't think I could either. I mean, you would eventually over time, I think you would.
Nah, you're not friends anymore.
No, you're not friends, but like if you're in a group situation, you'd be pleasant. You'd be like, yep, you've done this. You definitely did the wrong thing, but you're not calling them up. Like that's completely, that's like cut the friendship line.
No, we know of that happening actually.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're just 100% not friends anymore. As if you can. That is a line you do not cross.
And if the friendship obviously didn't mean enough to the other person to actually even go and do that, it's not, you shouldn't be friends with that person regardless. Yeah.
But then I think if the ex-boyfriend and the friend are like, you know, so supposed to be together and they end up getting married and they have this beautiful harmonious life together, like I think you can definitely, and then you're happy yourself with whoever the fuck you're with, I'm sure in time, you're like, oh, you know what? This that all happened for a reason, and like that was really cunty and weird when it happened, but like this is nice and I'm going to accept it and we can kind of all be friends to a certain degree. But I think initially, no, if she's hiding it from you, getting with him, get fucked.
Yeah, hard no.
That's a hard no. Like a later in life, you'll get over it, but fuck no. I had the best holiday with you.
I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
That was the best time. Can we go back? I just can't.
Well, we're together tonight, so that's cute.
Don't leave me tomorrow.
I'm never going to think of the word cute ever the same after this episode.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's staying in. All right, guys.
No, that is not staying in.
I love you, sis. I love you. Thanks for listening, guys.
That's a Bali wrap.